It's been a year of incredible change. Change that for many of us has been painful and confusing. Change that often feels too much for any one of us to carry. But what if, underneath the surface of all that's been lost, amidst the rubble of what's been uprooted, another story exists? One of opportunity, persistence, and hope. One that not only says you were made for change, but that you were made to thrive through it. Join us as we reflect on and embrace this journey of change, discovering what it means for each of us to lean in, look forward, and reimagine the future together. It's been 234 days. 234 days since we picked up our children from school and haven't sent them back. 234 days since we converted our spare bedroom and laundry room into our work-from-home offices. 234 days of change, struggle, fatigue, anxiety, and yes, even still, moments of unspeakable joy. There have been many days where we've white-knuckled our way through, holding on to all we seemed to be losing. These white-knuckle days have been rough. But in the midst of it all, we've also encountered moments of joy, writing new chapters in our lives that we'd not previously imagined. And all it took was the simple yet overwhelmingly hard step of letting go. We let go of our picture-perfect vision of the first day of kindergarten and formed a pod with some of our neighbors and friends. We let go of our need for solitary commute and embraced the extra time with our children. We let go of our fear of injustice and entered into the assurance that comes from knowing the end of God's story. Now, we fight for justice from a place of victory instead of immobility. Along the way, I've reflected on leaders throughout Scripture who couldn't or wouldn't let go until they did. Abraham did not believe in God's provision and entered into an abusive relationship with Hagar to build his future. Moses hit the rock and in so doing didn't get to enter the promised land. Peter couldn't let go of the sword, and the rich young ruler couldn't let go of his wealth. Most of these men eventually did let go, but their initial reluctance robbed them of the peace and joy God longed to give them along the way. In the same way, when we white-knuckle our way through life, attempting to avoid change, we rob ourselves and others of the journey that God has for us. Philippians 3:13 and 14 says, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." Change lets go. It lets go of what's behind so we can move forward to what's ahead, even if what's ahead remains unknown. There's one more day until the American election, and 59 more days until the end of 2020. There will inevitably be more changes ahead for you, for me, for our country, and for our world. Some will be welcome. Some will be painful. Some will feel like rivers of justice flowing, while others will feel like darkness settling in. In those moments that feel like darkness, where all we can do is trust God with what's ahead, it's helpful to remember his promise found in the book of Isaiah. "Do not fear," he says, "for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." Change lets go. It lets go of what's behind and trusts God with what's ahead. In this next moment, ask God to help you let go. Lord, you've always given peace for the coming day. And though of anxious heart, today I believe. Lord, you have always kept me safe in trials. And now, tried as I am, today I believe. Lord, you have always marked the road for the coming day. And though it may be hidden, today, I believe.